my door one night, wet, thin, beaten, terrorized, a white, cross-eyed, tailless cat. I took him in, gave him a little food, a little water, and he grew to trust me. Until one day, my friend drove up the driveway and ran him over. I took what was left of him to the vet, who said, not much chance. If he lives, he'll never walk. His backbone's been crushed, but it was crushed before. Give him these pills. And he was shot. Look at the x-rays. The pellets are still there. Also, he once had a tail. Somebody cut it off. I took the cat back. It was a hot summer, one of the hottest in decades. I put him on the bathroom floor, gave him the pills, gave him water. He wouldn't eat, wouldn't touch the water. I dipped my finger into it and wet his mouth. I put in a lot of bathroom time that summer. I didn't go anywhere. I just talk to him and touch him and just gently be with him. He'd look at me with those pale blue crossed eyes. Finally, he made his first move, dragging himself with his front paws. The rear legs just didn't work. He made it to the litter box, over and in. There was the blast, the trumpet of possible victory blowing into that bathroom and into the city. I related to that cat. I had it bad before. Not that bad, but bad enough. He kept trying. He'd get up, stand up, fall back down, and just look at me. You can make it, I said to him. He kept trying. Getting up, finally he took a few steps. He was like a drunk staggering. The rear ones just didn't want to do it. He fell back down, but then he got back up. Now sometimes when I'm interviewed and they ask me about life and literature and I get drunk and I hold up my cat and say it's about this, but they don't understand. They say something like, you say you've been influenced by Celine. And I say, no, holding the cat and shaking him in the air. It's about things like this, about this, this. And the cat's relaxed, because he knows. It's about then that the interviews end. But I'm proud when I look back at the pictures. And there I am, and there is the cat, and we're photographed together. Because he too knows it's all bullshit, but somehow it all helps.